Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Nicola Parrington. I'm a holistic therapist who works with my guides and angels, particularly my main guide, spirit guide, Len. I deliver messages from spirit and loved ones. I incorporate my skills in therapy alongside my psychic mediumship abilities to help assist you through your journey of life. I frequently use tarot and oracle to complement my insights. One of our co-hosts, Liz Fister, is not able to be with us this evening. She's a spiritual counsellor, intuitive tarot oracle reader, and Reiki healer. And you can find Liz on Facebook, LizFister.3, and on Instagram, at LizP11Love. And so now I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hi. Thank you.
Hello.
That was beautiful.
Oh,
I'm an intuitive empath with the ability to communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of card decks to bring messages through from spirit and the angels and pass on loved ones. I'm also a Reiki healer, and you can contact me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com and through the Sacred Embers as well and Instagram as well. And now you, DC.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Thank you, ladies. That was absolutely beautiful.
Just
a very, very short little piece about me. I'm a small medium at large, and I feel like, you know, whenever spirit needs me to do something, I just do it. I don't even know how to say it. I'm just like a spiritual jack of all trades, I guess. So whatever needs to be done, I do it. And with that being said, I want to first just bring a message through from the angels before we connect with our callers. And here's the message that I have for this evening. Hello, beloveds. We, your angels, are here to help you to release all your concerns, whether they are physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. Please be willing to surrender every problem and situation to God and the angels in return for resolutions and peace. You are now each given a pen and a piece of paper to write down everything that's been on your mind. First, I ask that you relax and take in a few deep breaths in through the nose and through the mouth and nose, whatever feels better. Sometimes I have allergies. I can't do the way it's supposed to be. So just breathe, you know, a couple deep breaths in and then let them out very slowly as well. Now, at this point, you should feel that you are connecting with your consciousness. Focus now on your heart chakra, which is located in the center of your chest in the heart area. Now place a hand over your heart and feel the love that is within you as it begins to permeate outward and it surrounds you. Allow that love to continue to flow from you to everyone and to everywhere. As it does, you're going to see compassion and joy begin to emanate, as well as love and light. You sense a calmness that comes over you, and you set your intentions before you begin to write everything that has been weighing heavily upon your mind and your heart. You can now take your hand down from your heart, and please pick up your pen and begin to contemplate anything that's been on your mind. They could be health concerns, maybe a challenge that you're going through, relationship issues, career concerns, family problems. There could be a sense of lack, anything at all that is causing a concern and brings negativity and stress into your life. Everything that you've had a concern about is now listed. Your angels are with you, and they notice, you know, what you are writing, and they draw closer to you. These beautiful celestial beings begin to surround you, and they're here to give you the support that you've been needing. And you look to your sides. Beside you are your beautiful guardian angels, and everyone has them. They have been with us throughout our entire earthly journey. Behind you, you notice there is archangels Raphael and Michael, and there's so many more archangels, and they're very powerful. If you're ever in need of immediate assistance, please call upon these beautiful angels, and they will be right by your side. Next, coming in, you'll notice there are healing angels standing around, as well as any angel that you have a special connection with. There are so many angels around you, and they are so happy to assist you today and any time that you need help and with any area of concern in your life. All they ask is that you show gratitude. A simple thank you is all that is needed. So as you complete your list, you notice that anxiety and stress, they begin to fade away. Tension and pain, they lift as well. All the fear that has been holding you back and the negative thinking patterns are also fading away. All physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual issues begin to heal. Any worry or guilt are completely gone. You feel love, inner peace, and positivity. And the angels now place a beautiful golden box before you. They ask that you put your lists of concerns in the box and watch as the angels carry them to heaven. You are now inspired to change your life, and you are filled with love and compassion. The connection with your angels today has been so powerful and uplifting, as well as insightful and magical. God has answered all your questions and your prayers. He reminds us to ask ourselves, what would love do? Love is always the answer. Allow love now to begin with you and continue to everyone until the whole planet is healed. You feel renewed in your body, your mind, and your soul, and you are now centered in your heart space, and you know that all is truly well. You have released all that no longer serves you. You know that your angels are near, and you can call upon them whenever you need them, and there is no limit on how they can help you. They remind you that you create the life that you live, so why not create the one that you truly love? Everything that you need is within you. You are now able to live in the moment and experience all the good that life has to offer. You thank God for the love and the healing that has taken place, as well as the angels for coming in and assisting you. And God and the angels are sitting nearby to offer loving support. You are reminded that, you know, this journey is about being happy, and love does have the power to change the world. God's love has enough power to heal your heart and transform your mind, and the healing is real. Everyone can do it. Everyone's love has impact and value, and use this power often, and the angels are saying, we loved you. We love you so much, beloved ones. So they now step back, and we are ready to connect with our beautiful show, Angel Answers.
Wow. What beautiful messages.
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
Thank you. That was just something that I was able to channel, you know. And it just, it does feel really good. And I feel better, you know. So it was a really nice today.
Yeah.
Okay. We do have a couple callers that are cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything else,
okay,
ladies, before we pick up the callers?
No, I just,
Len's just saying,
all those messages. Yeah, go ahead. He's ready, right?
Yeah, he's saying, let's rock and roll.
Okay, Len.
I just wanted to say.
Rock and roll. And you know what, I'm sorry to say, but I have no Jello tonight, Mary. I hope that you have some.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't bought any. I have lemons, like he recommended.
Yeah, so we're going
to
have
to going to be bouncing them around.
We'll have to call in Ginger and Joan. They'll have to run to the store in their beautiful red convertible.
Yeah, they need to go and get
that's
Jell-O.
Yes. Get the Jell-O, ladies.
Getting the Jell-O. Okay.
Yes, yes. And Lynn is saying, well, what about when, you know, we get Jell-O shots? I said, no Jell-O shots. Okay, so we do have a line of callers, and they're starting to really come in. So, Mary,
yeah,
you are running
up
the ship. You are the captain of the ship, Mary.
Okay, I'm taking the first caller. Area code 310, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi. Hi, this is Vince. Hi.
Vince? Hi.
Yeah, Vince. And I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Do you have a question for us, Vince?
Yeah, I just wanted to find out if you see a job coming anytime soon, like yesterday. I'm in dire need.
Okay. Lady?
Yep. Okay, Len's... Oh, right. Len is... he actually gave me... Oh, sorry. Good evening. But I've got my guide in my ear and he's talking a lot. hey, hi, Vince.
Hi.
You're looking at Korea. Yeah. When you were talking, I saw a ship. He gave me the image of a ship, Len. And he said to me that your ship is coming in. And I think a lot of us know about saying when your ship is coming in with all the things you want on board. But what he's asking you to do, you got the message of self-sabotage. It sounds quite strong, but it isn't. What he's saying is, if you think something won't happen, then it generally won't. But at the moment, you've got to have faith. He says, have faith. And he's giving me the word strategizing. He said, you need to make a plan because he's seeing one come in. He's saying that there is a career for you. There is, coming in for you because you got the message of perseverance. So, and compensation. Well, he's saying compensation in your case is payment, which you would get with a new career. And so I said to him, what are we looking at here? And he gave me the number 5. So it could be within 5 weeks, between 5 weeks to 5 months, could even be 5 days. But he's saying abundance, things coming to fruition and reaping what you sow. So he's saying, put out some really good positive vibes on this. Just decide that you're definitely going to get the career that you want. I know that's easy. He's saying that. He knows how that sounds. But he said,
right.
When you've got, yeah, because if you're in poverty consciousness, he's calling it, if you're thinking this is not going to happen, and poverty consciousness is not just about money, it's about a general lack of anything. He said, really try and up your game when it comes to how you feel. And he's saying that with a lot of love. He wants you to get this career, but there is one for you. Yeah? So he's saying, if you can just find a way of, when you're doing your research, when you're looking at the different places that you're interested in, ideas, all of that kind of thing, do it as if it's automatically going to happen. Just research without thinking, what's the point? Or does any of that make sense to you, what I've said?
Yeah, because a couple weeks ago, I was offered a job at a huge company, and and I turned it down because I got offered another job at another place that paid more. And I went with the money, and that was the biggest mistake, is that it was a horrible job with horrible conditions, and it was too far from home. And so I went back to the company on Monday, and they said they're going to let me know, hopefully by the end of next week. And I'm wondering if that job is going to come through or if there's something else going to come through.
Right. There's definitely something else coming in. I'm getting chills from my guide from this because what he's telling you, he's not showing me, I'm going to be honest, I'm not just going to say this, so I'll be honest, if it's this job that you want at the moment, but what he is saying is whatever job that's coming in for you right now, even if the money is not what you want, try and stay with it for a little bit if you can, because he said you'll find that another job comes along that's much better while you're in that one. He said, and that often happens. When we're in a job, it's easier to get one. When we're not, it feels like it takes forever. But in your case, I want to give you optimism because it's not going to take forever. So I'm going to say the psychic vibe I'm getting is that you will hear back from this company. And there may be, that's me though saying it, but Len is saying, whatever and whoever comes along with an offer, take it and then carry on looking if you find it's not for you. That way you're at least in some kind of, he's calling it comfort, you know, that feeling that at least there's a paycheck.
Okay.
He knows how difficult it can be. He's telling you that.
Yeah.
He's asking me if you want to ask another question to him.
Yeah, I do, because this is a job-related question as well. I was wrongfully terminated from my last employer back in February 1st for something I didn't do.
Yeah.
They blamed me.
Yep.
I was on a last chance letter, and I've been making a lot of phone calls. The union has not helped me, nor do they really want to help me. In fact, when I first got the job after my 90-day probation, because I've been there for almost 3 years, the union tried to get me fired because I refused to be a team player of the union. So anyway, I am going to be talking. I've talked to a lot of lawyers trying to get a lawsuit going for offer termination, and no one's been interested. But tomorrow I'm going to talk to this one law firm for the second time. They seem to be interested. So I'm wondering if they're going to take the case on pro bono, and if they do, if I would be successful, or should I just walk away from this?
Right. Well, I would definitely talk to them, because one of your messages that Len gave, and he's giving me chills, and that's always a sign that I need to say it to you definitely, was perseverance and compensation. So he's saying the perseverance part is speak to them tomorrow, because I think that there is a chance that they're going to help you, because you got the compensation, and I do feel there is some compensation from this. I think it is a case of it's good that you've tried to keep this going and you've not just given in, which a lot of people would have done, because it's, I imagine it's quite, and Len is saying, mentally tiring as well, you know, to keep having to talk to lawyers. Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah, well, it was shocking to me that I got fired, because I was one of the best workers there. I worked over 100 hours a week. I was making sacrifices by sleeping in my car, because I was working so much overtime, and I lived 75 miles away. And I was trying to save to buy a house so my wife and I can move out that way, because I thought I was going to be there forever. And my supervisors all loved me because I was such a hard worker, but all that meant nothing when it came down to it. And it was just the company just said, see ya, you know.
And that really
bothered me.
Of course, and I can understand that, but Len's giving you hope, because he said, talk to them tomorrow. He's also telling me that whatever happens after tomorrow, you're going to be put on a path that's right for you, okay?
Okay, all right.
But he's telling you the biggest thing he wants you to know is, and I know I really want you to understand that he's sympathizing with you. He wants to help you. So he's saying, try your best to think in terms of, I am going to do this. I am going to succeed. Yeah, just try and raise your level of positivity a little bit if you can. Because he said it's going to go a long way to making you also feel less mentally tired too. Because you've got a lot going on. And he's acknowledging it, but he's saying there's nothing that cannot be solved. And he's telling you, you keep your perseverance going, because there is some compensation for you, whichever way that comes in. Okay,
right.
I hope that's helpful to you.
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I'm going to pass you over now to DC and see what she has for you.
Yes, Nicola, I agree totally with everything that you said. Vince, Nicola gave you some really wonderful advice, and what I want to say is, you know, you're worried about, you know, like compensation. I believe you're going to get compensation, but you've got to see the situation as having been already settled, okay?
Okay.
And just say to
That's
the universe, thank you, because you deserve, you know, you deserve good, and you don't have to prove anything to anyone. And the angels are saying, you know, just hand over the situation to us, Vince. And when you do, you know, just allow there to be a higher power that takes care of it for you. okay? But you've got to let go of it in order to let it be resolved. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Oh,
okay, and it goes along with a little bit of a meditation we did, you know, prior to connecting. Okay, so.
Right.
And I'm just getting, right. You know, that you're filled with all the spiritual truth. You have so much wisdom. And I feel like all good is coming your way. The universe,
okay.
The angels, you know, they've all seen how hard that you've been working. Okay? And things may take a little while to manifest. But you're going to see positive. And I feel it's like Nicola. I feel like within 30 days it could be sooner. Okay?
Okay.
So just saying thank you and let go of it and, you know, see it as already being resolved. Okay?
Okay. Oh, could I ask one more question? It was job related again. While I'm waiting for this, I applied for a job with another huge company that is their competitor. And I got a call. I have a job interview on the line on Saturday, and I'm wondering if this company is going to give me a job offer as well because they pay about the same.
Okay, I'm getting, you know, like I'm getting there's positive energy around that. Okay, that's a great possibility.
Okay,
and then you were asking about the other place. When you were connecting with Nicola, that one I didn't get it as good of an energy, so I feel like this one could be really good for you. But you've got to just have that, you know, that energy within you and keep saying thank you. And I'm getting that, you know, things are going to work out. Is there anyone that you also may be thinking about working with, like in regard to business, maybe a partner? Because I'm getting everything is coming your way. You know, things are materializing. Stay positive. But have you been thinking about maybe a side venture or something with a partner?
No, but it's funny that you should ask because I have, I moved here from California. I moved to L.A. because I was pursuing an acting career, and then my wife got sick, and we moved to New York, and we're in the middle of nowhere, so there's like no acting here at all. But what's funny is you say that because I've been seriously thinking about writing a couple of scripts.
Okay.
One, you know who Peggy Entwistle is or was?
No, pants, no.
Okay, if you look her up online, I'm writing a script about her life. She is the most famous, infamous person in the history of Hollywood.
Beautiful.
She was the very first woman that jumped off the tall H of the Hollywood sign and committed suicide back in like 32 or something like that. So.
Well, that is what you said. You have a possibility of, you know, doing that. And I also got a gentleman with a K name that could come in and maybe work with you, someone that is optimistic and dynamic, has really, you know, enthusiasm, can work independently. And I'm getting like a K name around this person, and he looks like he has hair on the darker end of the spectrum, okay? But you yourself have natural leadership qualities, and there's going to be, you know, a beautiful new direction that, you know, you're going to be going in. But I am getting the message, you know, you do not be seen as a lone wolf. You have to be seen as a team player. In other words,
right.
You have to be seen as able to work well with others, okay?
Right.
And know that, you know, when you do, your accomplishments will not be overlooked.
Okay.
Okay? So just, you know, work well with others. And I'm getting, you know, I see a contract before you. Just, like, really review the contract is what I'm getting. Be careful. Just review the contract. We have
that.
A list of callers, hon. We can't take any more, like, other questions. I have to turn you over to Mary to give you what she has so that we can pick up everyone, hon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Mary, are you still with us?
Oh, I was on mute. I was talking and I was on mute. Okay. I said I totally agree, Vince, with everything both Nicola, Lenny, and DC said. I mean, I kept getting, when Nicola mentioned remain positive, I got chilled because that's the first thing I got as soon as you asked your question about career. I was writing down all my notes and it said remain positive. And then I pulled two cards from the Angel Answers deck, and it was You're Ready, and the second one was Abundance. So I feel like nothing but great things are going to come forth for you, but the first thing that I kept hearing was remain positive, raise your vibration. I feel like if you were to start saying, I am blessed, I am abundant, and I'm getting choked, I'm grateful for everything I have, and say those things, I think like more of it is going to come in, and have hope, because I mean the abundance card is perfect. And so it says great abundance will find its way into your life. Your plans will yield prosperity, providing a sense of security about the future. Your angels will be with you as you take the actions necessary to manifest your dreams. And the angels want you to open your arms to heaven to receive with gratitude that which you desire. So put it out into the universe, what you desire, and it'll come to you.
Okay. Okay. I will. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Vince. And make sure you call us back and let us know when you get that job.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. I said to the other... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ben.
Thank
I'll
you
for back
calling.
Thank
on,
you.
Okay?
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
And Mary, we have a 212 area waiting next.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Area code 212. Welcome to Angel
hi.
Answers.
Hi. This is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
Do you have
I'm
a
doing.
Question for us, Bryn?
Yeah, I just I've been doing a lot of preparing for my trip to Florida, my investigatory trip to Florida on the 19th to the 25th, and I've been trying to get some leads of for places to live, and nothing too solid has come up. I have like one appointment, and also, you know, trying to figure out work there. So it's been kind of crazy, and I just want to see if there's any messages from the guys in terms of that or anything else, you know, or maybe they want to
okay.
go in another direction. You know, it might be in another direction they want to take me, so whatever.
Okay, the first thing I got was the right one will come along.
Okay.
And then I'll turn it over to Nicola, and then I'll come back at the end.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi there.
Hi, Nicola.
Hi. It's Nicola, and I'm here with Len. The first thing he showed me is you've got a bit of an inner conflict about it, Len is saying. So he feels that you're not 100% committed to this, but it can be because you're worried about securing a job and a place to live. Now, he did show me a place to live. I did see, I'm going to say a building because... It would take me a long time to explain what I'm seeing to you. Also, I don't want to, as Lenny's saying, if we tell you what we see, it might influence you, and it needs to be what you decide. But I'm seeing a place to live, and I'm seeing that you've got a choice. So there are going to be choices for you. Yeah,
okay.
I see choice. And everything happens... I kind of got chills with Mary because everything happens in the right way and at the right time. So it's
right.
in divine order, Lenny's saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So you will, as you find a job, if that's the first thing, then the house is quickly after. If you find the house, then you secure the job. So it feels like you are meant to make this move.
Right.
You've got,
yes.
So... But Lenny's saying it's all about natural movement. So he's saying it's kind of like if you let go and let God, as Lenny
yeah.
likes to say.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. you'll be in the flow and you'll find it easier. So it's telling me, the words he's using is, please don't put emotional blocks in your way. Don't.
Yeah.
When he says emotionally, well, mental blocks, he's saying don't travel with the attitude that this might not happen.
Right.
If you want it, it will, he's saying.
Yeah.
So I feel you'll have some help from someone.
Okay.
Is there a female around you? Is there a female around you that,
well,
you confide in?
Well, it's interesting you say that. And the Airbnb I'm going to, and
yeah.
It's funny, when I finally clicked on to, because I went through several Airbnbs thinking, okay, I'll do this one, and my guide said, oh, this is okay. It's not, you know, not bad, not good. But then I went back to this one lady to check her out to see if she was, you know, still available, and I signed up with her, and she happens to do this other service in addition to, like, providing the Airbnb, where she transports people around to look for places to live, you know.
She's helpful.
Yeah,
yeah.
Her name is Maria. Yeah, and I got a very strong gut feeling that my guides were happy that I clicked onto her to get to live at her place, because, and then she mentioned that she does this kind of touring, because I'm looking for a studio apartment.
Lenny's showing me. Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but Lenny's singing a song to me. Lenny's famous for his songs and his homework. And the song he's singing, which tells me that you're on the right track with this lady, it's Maria, Maria, I Once Knew a Girl Named Maria. And he's singing it in my ear. Believe me, I'm not going to sing it to you, because that would not work well. But what he's saying,
anyway.
She's generosity of spirit are the words he's giving me for her. And she will help you. So I feel that once you get to where you're going, things become much clearer, obviously. I get that. But he's saying that there will be choice, and to really look at what's being offered.
Yeah.
And don't feel pressured. She won't pressure you, but don't feel pressured to take the first thing. Look at options if you can.
Right.
Unless you really sure. What he wants you to know. But, I don't feel that this lady is someone that will try to upset you in any way. I think she does want to help. That's the feeling I'm getting and what he's telling me. So.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. I'll pass you on to DC now, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Yes,
just
that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Nicole.
Just a quick reminder, DC. Len wants to just give the quick homework to you to check everything thoroughly and to make take a little bit of time making a choice. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, that definitely is very important. Okay. And when she was saying that, I felt like my third eye chakra was pulsating. And you do have these beautiful intuitive abilities. Make sure you use them while making your decisions, okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you have the insight that will help you to make the right decisions, okay?
Right.
Okay, let's see. Yes, when you said about moving and everything, I heard joy and tranquility.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Okay.
I need some of that.
Yes. So I feel like it'll be a nice area with nice people. You're going to meet really wonderful people that you can establish really nice friendships with.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there'll be, you know, some really good times ahead of you. Okay, so what I had gotten while Nicola was talking is just be careful, because I feel like, you know, when you're thinking about things and, you know, going over them in your mind, there's so much information coming to you that, you know, certain aspects of your life become a little bit confusing, okay? So being that you're so intuitive and everything, I would suggest that you meditate, you go within.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're done, come out and maybe, you know, just see how you feel. Like, ask a question And if your stomach feels really good, that means, yeah, that's a good choice. If it feels like a little bit picky, that would be something that I would, you know, be careful of, you know.
Right,
but I'm
right.
getting through meditation. There's going to be a lot of information coming to you.
Okay.
Okay? And as
yes.
we know, you know, the upper stomach is our solar plexus.
Right.
Okay? And
right.
that's our power center. That's our power center.
Yes, yes. Right.
And this area will help you, you know, for the information you're looking for that inner seeking. Now, when you spoke
yeah.
about the woman that was going to take you around to look at different places.
Yeah.
The only thing that I got, I don't know what she looks like. I don't even know if you know what she looks like yet.
I did.
But
I have a picture of her, yeah.
Is she light-haired?
No, she has dark hair.
Okay,
right.
good, because I was getting, there's a woman with lighter hair, and, you know, just be careful of her, okay?
Oh,
because she
okay.
may complicate matters, okay? Because this woman is indecisive.
She might what? What did you say? She might what?
She might complicate matters for you because
oh, okay.
she is very indecisive herself. Okay,
oh,
so if you
oh,
come
okay.
upon a woman with, like, lighter hair and the decision-making, this is the woman that you don't want to listen to, okay?
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Okay,
yeah.
So like Nicola said, you know, one thing will fall into place and then the other. I was getting, you know, I'm feeling like almost like, you know, you will find a place to live before anything else.
Okay.
Okay.
Because
everything will fall into place.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have a chunk of money that I've saved, you know, in the kind of mid $20,000 range. That
okay.
you know, it's savings, but it's a kind of a little cushion that I can, you know, have for.
It's really good. I mean, that's important, and that was wonderful that you thought
yeah.
ahead, and that you wanted
right.
to prepare, Ben, because that's absolutely awesome. Okay,
right.
So what I'm getting for you, you've got to be crystal clear on what you bring to the table for the prospective employers. Okay.
Right.
Really got to be able to sell yourself, okay, and really, like send across to them, I see you, like, sitting across from them, you know, where your strengths are, okay? And I'm getting,
right.
once you do that, that I feel like, you know, that you have, you know, like the thumbs up from Spirit saying, you know, you're going to be hired, okay?
Now, I do, there's a psychic line that I have been a member of for a while. I haven't been on it for years, right?
Okay.
When I started out doing it, I was making an extra $800 a month. And,
okay.
And I'm still a member of it, and I'm thinking of, you know, and I'm still kind of listed there, but I'm thinking of, you know, maybe starting that up too, you know, I was like a 5-star reader, and
okay,
and so that might be
I'm getting
that,
you know, for now, like I'm getting focused on one thing at a time. That's what I was getting. Like there was too much going on in your head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would focus on one thing at a time because these changes are big changes, and you've got
they
to
are.
Stay grounded. And when you stay grounded, you're going to get, you know, you're going to be able to focus on the other prospective job. But as far as like the, you know, I feel like the psychic part of it may be like a side position for you. And I'm getting
right.
yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I am getting that things are like really going well. They're turning out right for you. You deserve all of this. This is a really a beautiful cycle for you. And I'm also getting there might be money that you didn't even know that you had coming to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I am also thinking of applying for Social Security since I'm 64 years old, and maybe apply for, you know, instead of waiting until I'm 70, you know, just start.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, you can do that too. I got a thumbs up from Spirit. And I see that you have, you know, a lot of spiritual help from the other side that is there that will help you
yeah.
as well.
Okay.
So you've got to think about what it is that you want to do, okay?
Yeah. Well, I want to develop my healing practice essentially, and do the consultations over the phone and develop remote healing practice.
Okay. I'm getting, please, you know, stay focused. Clear on everything that you're wanting, okay? You've got to prioritize, put everything in the proper order. And once you decide you have everything prioritized, things are going to fall into place. And once you make that game plan, the angels are saying, please don't veer off track with your game plan.
No.
Okay? Stick to the plan, and I feel like you're going to go forward, and it's going to be wonderful.
Okay,
but just when you have too many coals in the fire, it seems like you know it's going to fall into place as easily for you. Okay,
right. focus.
So do what's most important. You know, pick the most important things. Release the rest for just a little while, and just you know, put your intentions out there and don't get too scattered, because I feel like there's a lot of scattered energy, and you have the ability to do so much. You really do.
Okay.
But I'm getting, if you start to do everything at once, it's going to get a little crazy. It's almost just saying, oh, my goodness, what am I doing here, you know? And as you're contemplating everything, I'm getting, like, you're getting more and more spiritual guidance along the way.
Oh, great.
I'm also getting maybe flashbacks from the past, and then you're receiving messages maybe, and maybe connecting with people you knew in the past as well as those in spirit, and you're going to have a lot of strong connections.
Okay,
and I'm getting, you know, and then you're making friends. So it's going to be a wonderful journey, but you've got to, you know, stay to the game plan, okay? And Bryn, you are here. You have beautiful spiritual gifts. You're a light worker, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm getting, you know, to get where you need to be, you know, you've got to focus your energy. Take the time to listen to, you know, what you have in your heart, and allow the angels to, you know, to help guide you as well, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, DC.
There's a lot going on. It's going to be good. I do feel there's like a little bit of uncertainty right now, but you're going to go forward in a major way, and it's going to be beautiful, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and please stay in touch with us.
Definitely, DC, for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Wow.
Well, I have to agree with both of everyone. It's a beautiful reading, Florida trip. It's great. As I was shuffling my postcards from Spirit, three popped out for you. So they all fell on the floor, so I have to take them all. And I believe they all resonate to everything that the lady said. So the first one says, dearest you, there is only one you, and you have a unique path and a special purpose. You're supposed to have specific experiences in this world and meet certain people, but then it is up to you how you live, how awake you choose to be, and how willing you are to grow and strip away what's false. I'm getting chilled. Don't compare yourself to others. It's easy to think a person is happier just because their outside looks good according to society standards, but you can't know anyone's internal experience. Is so true. Compare yourself only to your past self. True. See how far you've come. Don't be distracted by what others are doing or accomplishing. Stay focused on what inspires you. That's how you get successful and find happiness. Want what you have now, not what someone else has. We love you immensely and know your journey ahead is sparkling with miracles and wondrous things. Trust. Loving you forever and ever. And what I'm getting from this, Bryn, is it really, like, for me, it was easy for me to stay focused and put everything in writing of all the plans that I had and everything that I wanted to do. So, I mean, that worked for me like a list, and I'm still going through the list. I mean, and then I'm checking them off as I do them. You know, I wanted to become a Reiki healer. That was on my list. I did that.
Sure.
You know, I wanted to take some mediumship courses, and I did that. So that's, you know, those are things that I wanted to do, and I just put a list together, and it worked, you know, for me, and I'm sure it'll work for you.
Yeah,
and then
thank you.
The second card, You're welcome. The second card says, here's you as you think, so will you experience life, which the lady said. both of them. Thoughts are that powerful and they need minding. Let the unruly, chaotic ones settle down so they serve you or get released instead of wreaking havoc. These thoughts arise when connected to the energy of fear and often masquerade as truth. Yet the real truth is that essentially all is well. Of course, you have thoughts that are positive, strong, organized, accepting, creative, open, and so on. Those are the ones you want to keep thinking, and they have a less frantic quality. They're stimulating in a good way and don't get away from you. How do you keep an inner eye on your thoughts? Meditate, what DC said, and leave judgment out of the mix. Everyone has those fearful thoughts. We all do. Love them. Love yourself, and then choose the thoughts you want the world to reflect back. Life is not as hard as you think. Loving you so much. Wow. That's just a reiteration, like a confirmation. The lady said. And then this is the last one, because we have like so many callers.
I know.
It says, dear you, check in occasionally with yourself about your motives behind actions you plan on taking, especially when you have an end game in mind. Is the source of your motivation desire or entitlement? Maybe you're drawn to a certain path because you think it will bring you a feeling related to the outcome you seek, like safety or wholeness. You know that you will see a reflection in the outer world of the motive that drives you forward. Do you need a motive? Can you simply be pulled in the direction your soul calls you towards joy, discovery, growth, or adventure? Participating in something compelling and meaningful without trying to define it? If you can step forward, surrendered to whatever spirit has in store for you, you will be amazed at how things turn out. Check your motives, then hand them over to spirit. Everybody here wants the best for you. Life loves you more than you know. That is so beautiful.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Wow.
That's so beautiful.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Bryn,
you
have
you,
to call us once you, you know, to check in with us.
I will.
And
will
make sure
to give you an update.
To let us know how all the search is going.
Yeah. For sure. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for your
thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And stay
care,
in touch.
Everybody. I will. I definitely will. Yeah, to all of you. And
good luck with everything.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Blessings to you, too.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Wow, that was beautiful. What a beautiful reading.
Absolutely amazing. Truly amazing.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. The board is, like, lit up. Are you guys ready for the next caller?
Yeah.
Ready?
This is awesome.
Okay. Area code 919. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my first name is Kay.
Kay?
Hi,
Kay.
Yes.
Do you have a question for
me? I do, and I will keep this very simple and quick. I had an interview last week for a position and with the hiring manager, and it was wonderful. She said she was going to recommend me to speak with her manager and an attorney, which I had those two interviews today. And I felt really great about the interview with the attorney. The manager of the hiring manager, I couldn't read her too well. So I was just wondering, how do you see this working out? It's a great opportunity, and I'm excited about it.
Girl, I have to tell you, from head to toe, I'm chilled. I got a big yes extension. Okay? That's the first thing I'm going to give you. And then I'm going to switch it over to Nicola and Len, but I got a big yes for sure. And I'll see if anything else is coming. But, yeah, I mean,
from
head to toe, I'm so chilled.
Oh, yes.
So very good.
Hi there.
Hi.
Nicola here with my guide, Len, and I got the chills, and he just went, woohoo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I do apologize. Len does everything with humor. But what he said was, the reason you couldn't read one of the, was it a lady that you were talking to?
Yes.
You've been interviewed
by?
Yeah. He said it's because she's very disciplined. She's very boundaried. She puts up armor. So she's somebody that she puts up an armor. A persona is very different when you get to know her. Of course, that's everybody. But what he means is she's not like two people in personality. She just takes very seriously what she does. And so she doesn't like to give anything away, if that makes sense. Does any of that make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So he said, don't be too worried about that. He's saying, be prepared. I'm getting woohoo again, but I'll try and contain many. Yeah. He's going, be prepared, because he gave me a message for you. So I took the card out and it was celebration, the Queen of the Light. And he's saying, that's
you.
So, yeah. Feeling illuminated, enlightenment, and celebration. And I love that for you. Yeah.
Wow.
When it comes to the interview, he wants you to know that you definitely hit the mark. He says he wants you to put your intentions wholeheartedly into what you want now. Okay. And then what I like was perseverance pays off. So all the hard work you put in, everything that you do, I have to say, kind of likes you. He keeps pushing me in my arm and saying, and don't forget to say this, and don't forget to say that. Yeah. Your homework from Lenny is to not get too excited, because you've got the preparation message is all about, don't be too emotionally overwhelmed, can happen on a positive thing. Yeah, just be prepared to try to, when, I'm going to say, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. When and if you're told you have it, try to contain yourself a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Just for the purposes of the professionalism that you have anyway, because he's telling me you're like that. But the only thing you were picking up from this lady is that she's very disciplined about what she does. It wasn't personally reflected on you or how she felt about you. She likes to take a considered approach with absolutely everyone, and not only just in their work situation, but in people around her that she meets for whatever reason. It's like saying it's a habit. But Len wants you to know that. Yeah, can you see it? He's saying he wants you to know a little bit about it, just so you don't worry. Yeah, yeah. Stay focused is what he's telling me. Homework again is not to be. Yeah. Pace yourself, he's saying. Pace yourself. And the song he's giving me, I don't want to do this. Because I'm putting myself in a position of, how can I say it? I'm just going to do it. It's a song called Congratulations and Celebrations. I want the world to know how happy I can be. Okay?
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wow. So whatever it is, I'm going to put my disclaimer in and say whatever's coming along, you're going to be really happy with. Yeah,
that's
I don't
great.
Feel a bit worried.
That's beautiful. So, thank you. And I just want to say one of my best friends' name is Nicola, and she's from England.
Well, you just met Nicola from England to go with her. That's wonderful. So Len's just saying, be prepared, gather yourself, brace yourself for new beginnings and opportunities. I also think you've got new friendships coming in. Let me to tell you that, new friendships.
Oh.
And, Yeah, you're storing up a lot of opportunities for the future, he said. That's his words. You're storing up a lot of opportunities for the future. So I love it.
Wow.
I love
that
for you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm now going to turn you over to the wonderful DC and Mary to see what they've got for you.
Yes, hi, Kay. It's DC. Thank you for calling in this evening.
I
agree with the ladies, and I agree with everything that Nicola said. And I just saw a vision of a woman with boxing gloves on, And my dog, Ginger, is saying, you don't realize how powerful you truly are.
Wow.
So you've got to feel that power because it is there. Feel the power and just go with it. And I just, wow, you're going to do some amazing things. And Ginger's saying, you know, just see yourself as being the boss, babe, you know? You're talking about working for someone else, and she's saying, you've got to create the life of your dreams. See yourself as being the boss, babe. And then I see this lady that, the one that you talked to that, you know, that you said you weren't too sure about. Well, I see her, and she has these glasses on, and she's looking at you like, where did she come from? Oh, my gosh, this woman is unstoppable. Okay, so really, you know, feel that something powerful, you know, before you, you know, connect. And I just feel like, you know, there's nothing that's going to be able to stop you. Okay, let go of the stress, Ginger. You're holding on to stress. You don't need to hold on to it.
Yes.
Sometimes you're a little bit too critical of yourself. Okay.
Yes.
You know, and you're human. You don't have to have the answers all the time. Okay? You've got a beautiful sense of nature, and that can be an asset, okay? And when people get to know you, they appreciate you for the wonderful person that you are, you know, the wonderful worker that you are, okay? So you've got to stop doubting yourself.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Now, that is
so
true. So
that
goes.
So there's no need to hold on to any of that, Kay.
Okay. Understood.
Okay, and I don't know if you do mirror work.
I doubt myself. No, I don't.
Yeah, and you got to let go of that. Do you do mirror work? Where you look into the mirror and say, okay, well, you go into, you know, whatever mirror that you like to look at, and you just look into the mirror, you see that beautiful reflection of Kay looking back, and you say, Kay, I love you. I love you.
Wow.
Whatever, you know, positive affirmation that may come to mind, you can say that too. But the thing is, the more that you say it, the more energy is going to be there, and people are going to feel that magnetic energy, okay? So, you know, people pick up habits all the time. Well, this is a lifetime habit that you should pick up and stay with it. It'll transform all aspects of your life, okay? And it can do it rather quickly. The more you do this mirror work, the more and more you're going to be happier. You're going to feel more fulfilled, okay? So I just, like I said, I'm really excited to see what life is going to bring you. And my dog, Ginger, is just excited as well. And she's saying, wow. You know, she's just showing me the sunshine is over you. And she's saying, dream big. This is your divine time. And she's saying, don't ever give up, okay? So I do feel that. I feel like the strong energy is with you. And when I said strong energy, I have to ask you. First, I saw like a kitchen. I saw a family member that was a cook, someone that really loved cooking. But then I saw, you know, I saw like some belongings of a man. So I don't know if there was a male in your family maybe that loved cooking.
My father did.
Okay.
My mother died when I was a year old, and he raised the kids, so he had to do a lot of the cooking. Yes.
Did he have some kind of, I'm getting like disease, some kind of, you know, maybe to do with blood or something, but there was some kind of disease maybe that he passed of?
He had a heart attack.
Okay. I'm seeing beautiful candles. Did you have a wonderful memorial for him?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he is truly with you. He is with you. And he's saying, honey, like, don't be so serious all the time. You've got to lighten up.
Yes.
You know, lighten up. Just be yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? And he's, like people that cross the border, they're never going to be angels, but he's the closest thing that you're going to have. He's right there with you all the time, and he's always smiling at you. He's so proud of you.
Wow.
Okay,
yeah,
and he wants
that's
you
my
to
father.
Have, you can hold on to that positive mindset, okay, and he's saying, you know what, I see your divine plan. I know what's going to happen. It's going to be wonderful.
Wow.
Okay,
okay.
And he's with you continually during your dream state. I don't know if you feel that, but he is
while you're
sleeping. He's connecting with you.
I do.
And
I feel like a flutter on my hair, and I think it's him on my arm.
Well, he's saying, you know, he left so much unsaid. He wished that he had, you know, told you so much more. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, a lot. So much.
Okay.
So much, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's saying
people
appreciate you more than you could even realize, okay?
Wow. Okay.
He's saying, you know, you had a lot of issues when you were younger. But he's saying as you've grown up, he's, wow, have you changed, you know?
Yes.
Very proud of yourself, okay?
Oh,
and
wow,
you're going to, you know, you're going to help so many people. You have so much, you know, that you're going to do, and you're going to change so many other people's lives. So be very proud of yourself.
Thank
so with
you
that
so
being
much.
Said, I'm
I
going to turn you over
that.
To Mary, and I hope you call us back and let us know all the good stuff that happens, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kay.
Wow. Wow, Kay. That was amazing. Okay, well, I agree, obviously, because I said and then I pulled the card just for giggles of it, and I got the success card for you. Congratulations, it says. You're on the road to success. You needn't have any reservations about your situation, as it's going to work out beautifully. So, and then it says take time to take care of yourself. So, and that's why DC mentioned, you know, the mirror work. So that's very important. And I do that all the time, by the way. And I am always saying that I am. So some of the ones I say is I am love, I am light, I am abundant, I am grateful, I am blessed. Anything that you think of that you want and are grateful for, you know, say it every day. I try to say it every morning as soon as I wake up. And, you know, the mirror work is as soon as I wake up, I go to the mirror and say, I love you. You're really beautiful. I love that. Yeah. I like it that. It changes the whole aspect of your day. It's amazing. And then I pulled a card for you because I kept getting chilled when DC mentioned your dad. And it says, I pulled the Remember Me by the Happy Memories We Created. So that's what he wanted me to tell you. And then he wanted me to tell you, read from the book on this piece, keep my memory alive by thinking of me at our most joyful times. When something stirs a pleasant memory, talk to me about this and know that I will hear you and share the sentimental moment with you. Oh, my gosh, I'm so chilled. Oh, he's got wow. so much love for you. I feel it like in my heart chakra. So much love coming through.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank
but you.
Because there was a time when I wondered. I thought I really did. I loved him, but I feared him more than anything. So just to hear that is so beautiful. So thank you. That was affirmation that I need.
Yeah.
I really did need that.
Yeah, and he also,
wow.
and I'm being pulled to look at the next card, is I am just a thought away. So if you think about him, you know, he'll be there right next to you. And I felt like he came through, like, the backside of my head and was touching my hair. So that's what I felt.
Just like
how
that.
I
just that's what I asked, my hair. I feel him sometimes with the flicker of my hair.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So that was him, yeah.
Okay.
He came, he wanted me to give you a message, that message, to remember me by the happy
Wonderful.
Memories we created, and also I'm just a thought away. So, Kay, you
I
will
it.
Have to give us a call back and let us know
yes.
how everything went when you get that job.
Okay.
And let us know
Thank
how everything
so
is going.
Much.
And Mary, I have
all of you.
Kay, don't leave yet. I have to ask you, was your father a smoker?
No.
Did your dad smoke?
But my former father-in-law did. And, you know, as you were talking, he's a cook. He was a cook. His nickname was Cook, too.
Okay.
So
well,
I'm wondering if that was
him. Is he on the other side
too.
As well?
Yes.
He's Okay, because I couldn't stop coughing. Okay. I was like, oh my gosh. And then Noah as well was coughing.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a cook and he's a bossy man who I had cancer.
That's what I said to Nicole. He definitely had cancer. Yes. Okay. Well, that confirms it all. Wow. Well, you certainly have a connection with spirit. Bring them in very, very good with you. It's amazing. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes, that is beautiful. Thank you so much,
JK, and don't worry about anything, really, you know?
Wow,
and Nicole
that's
is saying
beautiful.
She sees him dancing.
Ah, okay. I love the dance, so all right.
Okay.
Yeah, he's dancing.
Okay. So much, Kay.
He's dancing.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. I don't want to hold your calls up any longer, so thank you so much. This has really been a blessing. So blessings to you all.
That's so welcome.
So welcome.
Continue to do the great work that you do, and I will continue to listen.
Thank you, Kate.
Oh,
have a blessed evening.
Blessings.
Wow, that was absolutely amazing.
It was
wonderful.
Yeah, really wonderful.
Okay, we have a long
still
list
a lot
of callers. Yes.
Ginger Sam, put your pedal to the metal, Mary. Let's go.
Yes, because I think I'm going to pick up 917 because I think that was the last week's call that we couldn't pick up because we went over. So I'm just going to pick up area code 917. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello. Yes, hello, Angel Answers. This is Ellen. I wasn't that caller that you missed last week, but I appreciate your taking my call.
Oh, okay. Do you have a question for us, Ellen?
Yes, I do. I have a performance review on Monday. And, well, I'm kind of curious and a little bit nervous. What do you pick up about it?
Well, I just got chilled. I feel like it's going to be positive. I can pull a card for you, but I'll let Nicola and/or DC come through and then come back to you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Hello, Ellen. Hello.
Hi.
My niece is also called Ellen, and I do find it a beautiful name. So I'm going to say that to you first. Now, what I'm given is very positive. I also feel what Mary has just told you. Cause and effect, my guide Len is saying to me, cause and effect. So the way that you've, I'm getting chills. The way that you conducted yourself is going to reflect in your, you did say appraisal?
I'm sorry?
Did you say you were having an appraisal?
Yes.
Yeah, the way that you've conducted yourself at work is going to have the effect, the positive effect that you want it to. So Lenny's joking with you. He's giving you an 8 out of 10 for your work performance. And when I say, why is there a 2? What's the 2 for? He says, there's always room for some improvement for everyone. And he's laughing. So he's saying, it's just his joke. What that means is you've got nothing to worry about. Okay?
Okay.
I asked him for a message for you, and he gave me the Sun Dancers. So it's joyful activity, celebration of life, and abundance. So what I think is, and what he's telling me, if I may say this, I feel there is one particular female around you that's involved in this who's actually going to surprise you. Is saying there's a kind of surprise element of what's going to be said to you and to go with the flow of it. Because where the abundance word comes in, I think it's not too long in the distant future that you see abundance coming in for you. So past efforts will be rewarded, is what he's saying. Now, did you want to ask him a question about that?
I did. One of the reasons I'm nervous is that... you have to do a self-evaluation beforehand. And I say so many words that said many things, but one of the things that I'm concerned about is that I told them that I want you to do stuff that had been promised to me, and it just never develops. And if it's not going to happen, let's have a discussion regarding an orderly transition of me out of here. So that was, I was putting things a little bit more bluntly than usual, that I would leave if I'm really not going to get these other duties that have been promised. So what is your reaction to that?
Right. Well, I can tell you now, I pulled one message, and I can't prove it to you because you cannot see me. But it pointed me to, wow, I'm going to have to stop for a minute because I really get chills from this. The message that came out was false promises. So when you were saying that promises were made but not kept, Len was showing me that he knows exactly what you're talking about because he pulled that card. And the other word on this card is survival. So it feels like you've had to do a lot. You've had to do a lot to, how can I word it from Len? What are you saying, Len? They make the false promises, but you've had to work hard to achieve what you have. Yeah? But he's saying you've definitely hit the mark with the words that you've said. So he's asking you to try and detach from the outcome. Put your intentions into it in the positive by way of saying what you've said is constructive criticism. It was felt to be necessary. But you've got some divine intervention at work here. You've got someone helping you from the spirit realm for certain. Have you noticed if you've had any sort of synchronicities recently?
No, I haven't. But I will tell you that I'm getting more of a peaceful feeling. What happens will happen. I'm ready to take it either way. And I've asked for God's help on this. I've turned it over to them. I've almost become fatalistic about it because I've been asking for change. Yeah. It hasn't happened, and that's fine. If they want me to leave because this is all they see me doing, that's fine too. I can live with it.
Right. Well, Len said, "Whoa, I like this." He's not giving you any homework because you don't need any. How lovely is that? He said, because you think exactly the way that's going to get you what you want in life. Because you're determined, you've decided that whatever happens, you're going to, make the best from that and move forward anyway. Now, he's not saying that anything negative is going to happen, not by any standards. But I'm still constantly chilled because when you said you turned it over to God, you got divine intelligence, okay? So in turning it over to God, he's saying, what you've done there, you've accepted the help. And he said, God always gives you what you want. It isn't always necessarily worked out the way we think it will, but he gives you what you want. So whatever happens from this, I do feel that you're going to actually be quite surprised. I don't know if you're feeling that yourself, because he says you're actually very intuitive. You're very good at... when you meet someone, you're capable of deciding what you think about them instantly. That's how he's wording it. Does that make sense?
Sometimes it's like that, and sometimes I'm not a very good reader of people. Sometimes I give them too much credit.
He was saying you should give yourself more credit because you actually do. The part where you're saying you give them too much credit is a good thing, because what that means is you actually... you consider people, you like to give people a chance with you. And he's saying that's a good thing. But he said where it works for you is that you will give people a chance and then you think, I'm not sure about that. And then you sort of back away. He said, in other words, your intuition is good because it leads you on the right way forward. You know, everything, how can I explain that to you? It's not a bad thing that you say to yourself, I'm not sure about that person, maybe I wasn't right, because he said it means then you decide to make a decision. He said go on your instincts, okay, because they serve you well. But
I'll do that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. When he was joking about the 8 out of 10, I'm going to say I think the 2 is that you've given them a lot to think about, but it was necessary. Okay. He said it was necessary. Yeah, he's asking you to stay strong, be focused, and work towards the result that you're looking for. But he says just go in this, because you did get the sun dancers, which is, again, joyful activity, celebration of life and abundance. So it's coming from somewhere, he's saying. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so I hope some of that made sense. Well, I hope all of it did, but can you take from that what he's just told you? Does it?
Yes. And I appreciate your reading, and thank you, Lenny.
Very welcome. Lenny says he's sending you big Lenny love. He didn't need to give you homework because you've got everything going. You know exactly what you want, and he says, yay for that. Bless you.
Thank you
very much. And I'm going to pass you over to the lovely DC and Mary now.
Thank you.
Nicola, this is DC. Your reading was absolutely spot on. I agree with everything that Nicola told you, Ellen. And
good.
As she was
Lenny
talking,
thank you.
Yes, I mean, it was spot on. I'm getting you've got to just, like, you know, just let go and allow things to happen, okay?
Yeah.
When you turned it over to the divine, I saw angels all around you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel, you know, I feel really good about it, but you've got to just, you know, it's done with. You did wonderful. My dog Ginger was coming in. She's running around in a yard, and she's digging, and I'm saying, what are you doing? And she's saying, Mom, I'm just digging around to show Ellen that, she, you know, that your desires are deeply rooted into Mother Earth, okay?
They are, if you only knew what that meant. They really are. I'd like to go work with the Earth, and if things don't pan out here,
you
I
have
will go
amazing
do that.
Knowledge, you know, of your roots, you know, of your foundation. And Ellen, my dog is saying that you're strong enough to weather any storm. So when you start thinking otherwise, focus on your roots. Focus on your foundation, you're going to feel better. So no matter what you're going through, just go back to your roots, your foundation, and that's all you need to do. That's what I have. I hope it made sense. And I'm going to turn you over to Mary Ellen. God bless, hon.
Thank you.
Well, I have to only agree with both Nicola and DC and Lenny. And then I pulled two cards for you that fell out from the postcards from Spirit. And as I mentioned, the review is going to be positive. One of the other cards I pulled from the Angel Answers is helpful people will come along your path to help you as well. But these are beautiful cards that I pulled for you. It says, dearest you, do you know how much we love you and want to help you? We are here for you, and we hear you ask for guidance, but you must let go and let us help you. You don't have to do it all. You've done your part, now let us do ours. I'm so chilled. You would be awestruck if you knew how many strings were pulled through the matrix to give you what you need and desire. Spirit has a plan, and when you sign up to be a co-creator, you need to remember to allow the partnership. It's not one-sided. Your desires and plans meet up with those of Spirit. Remember, though, Spirit's timetable and ideas of how things will play out may be quite different from yours. Trust us. Spirit's ideas are amazing. Now let go and let us do the magic. Pay attention to other areas of your life, and before you know it, a miracle will have taken place. We love you so much. I'm totally chilled, Ellen, from this card. It's just so positive. And I keep hearing let go and let God on that one. And then the last card I pulled, it says, dearest you, we have something exciting to share with you. You are a manifesting master, and you don't even know it. There will always be enough of everything that you need in your life, money, opportunities, love, kindness. So whatever you're asking guidance about, have faith and be open to the many ways in which you will experience prosperity. Spirit is the source of your supply. The universe is always reflecting back to you what you believe. So whenever you fall into insecurity, you will be shown an illusion as if your fear were real. But the truth is that the universe is abundant. And I feel I have to say this, and so are you. You are and always have been enough, and abundance is your natural state. If you can imagine something consistently as truth, you can and will create it. You are so on the right path now. Keep believing, then the seeing happens. Loving you more and more every day. Love, Spirit. Wow. Ellen, those cards are truly amazing. Just amazing. I'm totally chilled.
No, I have a feeling that that's what I'm supposed to do. I just felt the strong impulse to do this. And whatever comes, mm-hmm. I'm just going to say, it's almost fatalistic. I'm surrendering. And I will make the best of whatever comes my way. I will work with it, but I accept it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
Make sure you give us a call back, Ellen, and let us know how everything went with your performance review and everything else, because I see nothing but great things for you. And stay positive and let go and let God, like Lenny always says.
I'll do that. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Very welcome.
I'm going to place you on hold
welcome.
Now. And make sure you give us a call back.
Thank you again.
Okay.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Beautiful ladies. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes. Wow.
That was a loopy
energy. Yes, that was amazing. Oh, my gosh. Her reading was truly amazing. I was totally chilled.
I'm looking at the time. We're getting down to 38 minutes. Maybe if we could give each caller just a little bit less, that we could maybe try to get through the call. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. No problem. Okay. Area code 641. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your phone?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. All right. Today I'm calling to see if you guys could make any connection with my grandparents, my Nana and Papa on the other side. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
Okay, can you give us your first name so that we can try and connect?
Oh, I'm sorry. Silly me. my name is John.
John, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, John. I'm going to send you over to Nicola and see if Len has something for you.
Or a general reading, whatever. Whatever you guys could pick up on. But thank you very much. And hi, Nicola.
Hello. Hi there. It's good to talk
hi.
To you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love your accent, I have to say.
Thank you.
Good.
I'm giving you a Lenny speed read here to make sure I can give you the information. Len, my guide, he is showing me two people, and they are grandparents, but I'm going to be very honest. What he's showing me more, what I'm seeing with them is, did one of them like gardening very much or keeping window boxes with flowers?
My Nana loved flowers, yes. Oh, yes.
She loved flowers. He's showing me that, and I'm getting the smell of, I want to say the spring flowers, very strong. It's almost like violets, if you know what I'm talking about. Violets and lavender, and it's that kind. There's a lot of purple. I don't know if she liked purple, but it's showing
my
me
papa
that.
Loves.
But,
I know my papa loved purple. I'm not sure if she might have liked purple too, because she likes flowers, you know.
Yeah, she's very gentle lady. I'm getting chills. Thank you. Yeah, I see her, and she's smiling. Very gentle lady. She's very excited to connect with you. And when I see her now, she's putting her hands together like prayer hands and moving them from side to side. She's sort of doing a little dance and sending you a lot of love that you've been able to connect with her. The gentleman behind her, I'm trying to do this quickly just to make sure everyone has a chance to have messages. But the gentleman behind her, the male, did he smoke a pipe or smoke at all?
He was a smoker, and unfortunately, that's how he passed. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's very quiet. He stood behind her, and he's very quiet, but he's showing me that. So that's usually an indication to me, and from Len, that that's what we're being shown. But he, mm-hmm. now you've explained that, he's smiling and his eyes are very soulful. That he's got very soulful eyes. That's how I can describe it to you. You could read his emotions through his eyes. More than with
God,
yes,
you can.
Yeah, yeah.
He had beautiful eyes.
Yeah, he's showing me, he looks like a kind of badge or an ornament. I'm not sure what, but it looks like a gold-coloured horse. Does it mean anything to you?
A heart?
Horse. The animal, a horse.
I'm not quite sure. It could mean something, but I'm not sure what he's trying to say to me. It could mean something, though. I'd like to know what it is. If that's the case, I mean, you know, what he's trying to say.
It's some
you know.
Kind of a badge or an emblem or something from someone's work. I'll say that because I'm trying to keep this quite concise.
Yeah,
but it's some kind of, Len's giving you homework to see if you can think what that is. It's nothing worrying. It's very, it's positive. It's a memory that they're giving you. But what you did get, in fact, I'm chilled because I've taken a message out from Len and it's called the Horse King.
Okay.
In your life at the moment, have you someone around you that's helping you with something?
He is with me?
Yeah. Yep.
I have so much going on too. I mean, he probably is. They probably both are maybe, yeah.
Yep. You're being helped in a positive way to move you forward. So
that's what I need.
Yeah, you do, and it's what you get. Listen to your dreams, because they're going to try and talk to you in your dreams. And Lenny's also showing me that. He's giving me the sign of someone asleep. He's pretending to be asleep. He's saying you probably get some information from them in your dreams.
You know what I do? It's happened quite often. I dream of them. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're giving you inspiration. Oh, I'm chilled. So what I'm going to leave you with, and I'm loving that I get to say this to you because it will be helpful, they're going to give you signs. You're going to get some signs now because now you've made a connection. They're quite excited to help you. So ask them for help. Ask your guides and ask your angels too. They all collectively are trying to help you. So if you say just, you don't have to say it out loud. If you just say, help me, please. And the two people I have here are going to give you signs. You will know, you'll feel it when you see something or a message or some words.
Yeah,
or something.
That's so true, though. Yeah. Because they always come in my dreams, like for so many years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, now it's more homework from Len. Pay attention to your dreams.
I might want to, like, because I have a notebook. I have one of those dream books and everything. So, you know, I like to write things down that I can remember, you know. So I'll pay attention,
Please do, because they're so excited and they're both smiling a lot now and really happy to connect. Really.
I love them very much. I do. I miss them.
And they love you. The lady, she's blowing you a kiss. She's putting her hand out. She's giving you a kiss. And she's sending you lots of hearts. It's so loving.
Oh, thank you.
So loving.
Thank you.
They both are. They really are looking in on your life. So I'm going to give you back so much love. And love and light from Lenny, he says. And I'm going to pass you over to the wonderful DC and Mary.
Thank you so much. I feel good, though. Like, honestly, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Beautiful.
So welcome.
Absolutely beautiful.
Very beautiful,
Hi, and this is DC, hun. I was just kidding. They both gave you these massive hearts, beautiful red hearts. And they were just saying we're sending so much love. Big love is what I kept hearing. Okay. I was getting that your grandfather was saying that you need to have some fun. That you're too serious. Okay.
I am too serious.
He, you know, this is the time for happiness. You've got to find some happiness.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Do you hear some, like, weird, like, sort of, like, I don't know, like a loud-pitched noises? Because I get some, like, some really weird noises when they're around. But he's just trying to really get your attention.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes I hear, like these loud, like, not loud, but noticeable knocks on, like, my bedroom walls. And
hey?
I always wonder where the heck it's coming from,
hey?
You know? Because I can't find where it's coming from. And sometimes I hear people walking around my living room floor, too, and there's, like, nobody there. Well, it might be them, but, you know.
He and your grandmother want to help you. They're trying to connect with you. And, you know, do keep that dream journal. Write whatever you remember of your dreams down.
Yeah.
You're getting, like, pieces of a puzzle. Okay? And
okay.
He's saying, you know, you're going to get through this, you know. You're not trapped. Sometimes you feel like you're trapped. You say, no, you're not trapped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I'm, I have issues with my weight. Yeah.
And don't, you know what, he's with you. And he's saying, you're not stuck. He's saying, please meditate a little bit. That's going to help you as well. Okay, and I'm hearing the word forgiveness. Okay?
Forgiveness?
So whomever that you have to forgive, is there someone in your life that you have to forgive? Because when we say I forgive, it doesn't mean, like, you know, what, that something was right. It just means, you know what, I don't have to hold on to it. I can hand it over to the angels. Okay?
That's
so you
true,
can think about,
yeah.
Okay? And he's saying, you know, this is, like, a chapter of your life. He's saying it's going to be filled with so much love. Believe that. Okay? He's showing
that's
me.
What I need.
You've been thinking memories with them. Because I'm seeing, like, almost like a picture book, and I'm seeing all these beautiful pictures when you were smaller, and you were having so many wonderful times.
Yes. Yes. They always kept this huge photo album of all
beautiful.
Of us and stuff, like the family and everything, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, he's
they
saying
loved,
that
like,
you...
They loved me.
I'm telling you, honey, you have such beautiful gifts. And he wants you to just share what you have with the world, and you're gonna spread happiness when you do. So I'm gonna turn you over to Mary. I thank you for calling in, and please call
us
back.
Thank you so much.
God bless, honey.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Yes. Hi, John.
Hi there, Mary.
I actually felt them on my crown. So I don't know. Do they lightly touch your head? The top of your head, maybe.
You know, I always felt like my Nana always did that, like right before, like I went to sleep, or right when I'm waking up, like in the morning the next day. I sometimes feel something on my head, like, and it can't be the wind. My window's shut.
So that's how I felt them. I wasn't sure.
And it's very comforting,
one,
too.
Like, yeah. And the knocks on the wall, I got a yes that it was them.
Yeah.
And
I kind of figured that. Yeah. You know, and you know, and it's like I know it's them.
Yeah.
And I know it's them. I just.
Them. They're listening.
Yeah. I should. I need
so
to.
So I pulled two cards from the Talking to Heaven cards for you, from both of them. And then the first card was, I am learning over here. And it says, I've always loved to learn, and sometimes I thought that I knew it all. But now that I'm beyond the three-dimensional physical world, I am astounded to be learning how everything really works in this beautiful and perfect universe. Even now, I can't completely comprehend all of God's plans, but I do see the bigger picture, and it's amazing. You and I are so much more than we ever dreamed of. The only thing I can share with you is how important it is to appreciate and honor yourself and everything else in life. You and I am chilled, like everyone, are God's sacred creations, which means that we honor God when we honor ourselves and each other, and I definitely honor you. Aw, That's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That is beautiful, yes.
That is so beautiful.
And I always question that about the other side, too. Like, I wonder how beautiful it is. Like, you can't even comprehend it, really. I don't think the human mind can comprehend what we're about to see.
It's just amazingly beautiful. And it's so amazing
how
to connect with us. You know.
This is D.C. I had a couple of that I was able to go to heaven, and I came back. And I'll tell you, it's absolutely beautiful. The colors we have here and the colors that are there, there's no comparison. The sun, the way the sun shines there is.
That's what I figured,
and the love.
And the love, I can't even. Can you imagine?
I can't because I do, go there several times, but it is absolutely beautiful. But you please take care of yourself. And, let us know how you're doing. And, Mary, do you have any other messages?
And I bookmarked your
I have one more card to read for him.
Because your grandmother's saying you have to listen to Mary. She has another message. Okay, thank you, Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's saying, I'm guessing now it's her. I thought it was from both, but I'm sure it's her. It says, my mind is free. You know how much I worried when I was in my physical existence. It seems I spend most of my days and nights feeling anxious about the future, family, money, and the earth. Now I realize that most of what I worried about was never a reality, and those things that did materialize I brought about myself because fear attracts negativity. So stay positive. I'm getting that right now from her. If I could only go back into my body for 5 minutes, I'd apply this new knowledge to show you how a worry-free mind creates and attracts a worry-free life. This knowledge has completely released me from the bondage of early earthly concerns. This is my greatest lesson and one that I hope to impart to you. Give all your worries to heaven and never hang on to them. Oh, my gosh, I'm chilled from head to toe.
Whoa.
Be free of worries and you found the greatest riches of them all. Wow. I feel like I have to say this, let go and let God, and always give your worries to the angels, to God.
Absolutely. And we all have angels, too. I believe in them very much.
We all have guardian angels,
yes.
That
we really do.
Us through lifetimes. So,
absolutely,
John,
right when we were born.
I hope that this has helped you, and make sure that you give us a call back and to check in with us.
It did, and I feel great, guys. Thank you so much. It was great to connect to them because I always wanted to. So thank you.
Well, John,
thank
we're
you
here,
for calling.
Honey. And yes, and just please take the messages that you received, from your beautiful grandparents and, take them and allow them to help you to go forward and know that they're always with you. They're watching over you. They're going to help you in every aspect of your life. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you
and we're
so
here,
much. This is
we're here
this
for
is
you
what
too,
I needed
God.
To hear today. Believe me, yes.
That's awesome. Make sure you give us a call.
I will. Thank you. And I bookmarked your page. I'll continue to listen all the way till the end, too. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay. You're welcome.
Very welcome.
I'll place you on hold.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Mary, that
was so beautiful.
I
love that. I love the talking to heaven cards because it's just like straight to the heart. I felt like I really had to get that message.
Definitely.
Okay, we have
really
a list of callers.
Ready? Yeah.
No,
we'll
I don't think we'll get to all of them, but we'll try
that's
to
okay.
pick
we'll
a
just,
few.
We can. Yep.
Yeah. Area code 678. Welcome to Angel Answer. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Kathy? Hi, Kathy. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I interviewed with a company, software company, and I didn't get the position, but they wanted to stay in touch with me. And wanted me to apply to other things. So I have applied for 3 other positions, and it seems like one of those is going to be the charm. So do you guys see if I will actually get a job offer from them.
I got a heart expansion of yes, and I'll send you over to Nicola and Len and see if he gets anything, and Nicola.
Hi, thank you, Mary. Hi there. I've got Lenny here with me, and I'm going to say one big heart expansion you got, because every message that Len's given me is all positive about that. You're being considered. You're definitely being considered. You were not given the first one because they felt there was a possibility you could be excellent in, as you know, in one of the other positions. So I want you to, Lenny's saying, please take that as their way of giving you a compliment, really, without saying it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense because it's almost like you can read in between the email of, please apply and please let us still work with you. We have something for you.
Yeah,
so you can
that's
kind of,
what they're doing.
Yeah.
They realize you fit another position very well. So what Len is telling you, I'm chilled, is saying be optimistic, be quite optimistic. So just he's saying he wants you to go forward with a lot of confidence. Okay, confidence is key. He's saying for you. I asked for a message and he gave me a card and it chills again. The Eyes of Beauty. Positive expectations and clarity. So you'll get your clarity. Len's giving you some right now, he's saying, and he's laughing. But he's saying, have positive expectations. I really like that because it's like the messages he's giving you and the card as well all completely align with Mary's heart expansion for you. So you are being definitely considered and they are thinking of you in a very positive way. I've seen a meeting with three people, Lenny's showing me, and they're very, very interested in you and what you have to offer, so they're looking for the right position so that they can hire you. That's what he's telling me. So I'm giving you that with a lot of love from Len, and I hope that made sense. Okay.
Yes, just follow-up. Is it one of the three positions that I've just recently applied for? Can you tell or
he's giving
not?
Me the number three. He's giving me the number three. So I think if you know which one was the last one that you looked at, that might be the first one that you considered for.
Oh, my God. I think that makes so much sense because I think it's the one that be astonished. I'd be grateful, beyond grateful.
Yeah.
So thank you.
He's giving you two words, building blocks. I don't know if that means something to you, but that's the two words he's just given to me now. Building blocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You are so welcome. And he's sending you Lenny loves and a lot of inspiration. So I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful DC and Mary now. Okay. And thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. This is DC. Hi, Kathy. I agree totally with Nicola. Her reading was absolutely wonderful, okay? And when you asked about three, my dog Ginger, she just threw the third one? My dog Ginger threw confetti up in the air, and she was saying, woo-hoo, you know, you're going to have big rewards with this one, okay? So this is going to be like a dynamic new start for you. The energy is just amazing. Totally, totally amazing.
It would be
so I would be very excited, but she's saying to you, you know, there's something like within you, maybe from past experiences, there's some kind of energy that you're still holding on to within and you need to release it. And I sort of feel like it's almost like it's sort of like it's settled in your heart chakra, in the heart area. So whatever it is that needs to be released so that you are free and clear for this new job and whatever else you pursue, all you have to say is, I release it with love. I release it with love. I release it with love,
okay.
Whether you know what it is or not, okay?
Okay.
Because I do feel like this energy is there, and once you get rid of that, there's not going to be any questions. You know, you're going to feel stronger and you're going to feel less vulnerable, okay?
That makes a lot of sense, what you just said there.
Just try it. See how it feels. You know, I release it with love. See how that feels.
Okay, I will.
Whatever the emotion. Well, try. No, I'm asking you to say it now. Whatever the emotion is, you know what it is. Yes, I release it with love. And as you keep doing that, you're going to feel that energy just leaving, okay?
Okay. I release it with love. I release.
Yeah, I release it with love. And just feel, like I, just by, you know, hearing your voice and saying it, I feel lighter in the heart area.
Okay.
And you're, you
okay.
know, you're a path of beautiful happiness, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, hon, you're on the right track. So I'm going to turn you over to Mary, okay, and just believe in yourself. Things are about to change. This is going to be life-changing. Your future looks amazing, okay?
Thank you
yes.
so much.
So welcome. Mary?
Yes, it does. I have to agree, Kathy, with both Nicola, DC, and Lynn. That was a beautiful reading, and I mentioned yes, and I pulled the card just as a confirmation, although I got the big heart expansion. I got a big yes card again, and she's holding two, like, the world in her hands. So it was amazing. And then on your question on number three, I got a bigger heart expansion. So, yeah. So the reading was just on point. So a big yes for you. Now,
okay.
Now all you have to do, Kathy, is call us back when you get that job. And let us know how everything went.
I will. Does anybody see how soon it's going to materialize by chance?
Within an eight. I'm getting
within
an eight. So it could be 8 days, 8 hours, or 8 weeks.
I thought you said within a night. That's why I was like,
No.
Within an eight.
Or it can be the day. The number eight means something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're so welcome. Make sure you give us a call back, Kathy, and let us know how everything went.
Oh, I will.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
God bless. I'll place you on hold. Okay.
Thanks.
Wow, that was beautiful. Do we have room for one more? Because there's been a person on hold for quite a while.
Yeah, I think so. And I have to say, Nicola got an eight and I got a nine, but we would both be right because her time is 6 hours ahead of our time. So we're both right.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, let's have that other caller.
I'm going to pick up the next
caller. And we're going to tell the caller as we're talking, you know, the show might end, but we're still connected to the caller. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Area code 201, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I'm supposed to be returning to work, and I have a I've been working, but I've been working remotely. I'm just kind of concerned about it. If it's going to be any changes, if it's going to be positive, like I need to work, but I also don't need any more stress. I'm working on my own healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll see. Okay.
See,
do you get anything, Nicola?
Yeah, I do. You're being asked. Hello there. Sorry, I've got my guide in my ear, Len, and he's keen to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, first of all, he wants you to have compassion with yourself. It's really important. I know he says you're probably thinking right now, how does that help me? But he said, you have a tendency sometimes to believe in the negative because of how you've been disappointed in the past. But what he's saying is have some kindness and consideration for yourself first. And he showed me horses. He's got horses tonight and a carriage, and they were moving at speed. But what he's doing is saying, it's a euphemism for saying, don't rush into things expecting them to go wrong. Just pace yourself. He's giving you, actually, he's quite positive for you. Communicate as well as you can. And you got the message. He gave you a message of the cosmos, creativity and vastness. So he said, there's a lot of creativity and positivity in you still to come out. And if you go into things carefully and you have positive expectations, you might just be surprised. And that's what Lenny's giving you. I hope that makes some sense to you. So it's kind of saying just be kind to yourself and just go into this with an attitude of openness, not with fixed expectations.
Okay. Yeah.
And you'll be okay.
Yeah, I have,
and you'll be okay.
Because I have a meeting with some higher-ups regarding a grievance that I had to file because, you know, it just didn't seem like things would have been right for a long time, and I just pretty much had to say no. But
yeah.
I still want to be optimistic. But I'm still just concerned because it deals with a bureaucracy, and it's been very stifling.
That makes sense to what he's saying. He's saying communicate positively. So use your words carefully, always from love, he said. Even if you need to be quite direct, yeah, do it from a point of view of positivity. So try to keep a calm level of, keep your energy levels calm. And he's saying, don't rush into it like horses on a carriage that are rushing through, bad weather or something. Because you're not going into that as long as you have kindness for yourself as well. He wants you to think more of yourself too, first. And I think you'll be all right. Yeah?
Okay.
I hope that's made sense. That's what he's giving you. And he's actually sending you a lot of love and light. And he's saying, you just keep yourself positive. You deserve it. You deserve to be happy. He wants to see happiness for you. So, yeah, I'm going to pass you over to the wonderful ladies now to see what they have for you.
Okay.
Much love.
Yes. Jackie, this is DC, and there's so much, you have so much light within you, and you're just asked to stop, you know, dimming your light, stop hiding your light. You have so much to share with the world, hon. Okay?
And
I agree with
DC. I've been beat down for that light in so many ways. Oh.
Well, you know what I'm getting, hon? I was getting there's like, you know, you didn't feel the love from your parents. And I'm getting, you know, that love was there. They didn't know how to show their love the way that you should have been able to receive it. But you can't, you know, you can just, you know, let them, you know, let that be just, I don't know, are they on the other side or are they here?
Yeah, they're on the other side. Yeah. They did treat me differently than the other ones.
Sorry, honey, they're so sorry for all of them. And that's why you're having these issues. And you are amazing. You've got to just, you know, Nicola gave you great information. I would just listen to what she said, but your mother and father are just apologizing, and you have some issues because you did not receive the love that you truly deserved. Okay? And you've got to know that, you know, within each of us there is love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And focus on, you know, the good aspects of your parents, what you can remember, and allow that to be what you, you know, remember of them, okay? They're sending you an apology.
I actually do, and I understand the apology, especially after both.
Okay, well, they're just saying they're sorry, they apologize, they're glad that they had this opportunity. But know that you have this beautiful light to share with others. The universe is supporting you, you know, and surrounding you with the love and the kindness and compassion that you deserve. You've got to stay positive, and, you know, you've got to, you know, keep a clear head because it is affecting, you know, your decisions. And just, you know, the issues with your parents, if you say with me, I release them with love. Say it with me.
I release them with love. I release them with love.
Now, how do you feel? Do you feel a little bit lighter?
Yes,
it should help you to feel a little lighter. You know, and maybe say it until you feel like there's no heaviness there. And you can go back to think of a time that you were with your parents and something may have happened and, you know, you're still holding on to that image. You know, it might not have been pleasant. It might have had to do with not receiving love or something else. And allow the angels to come in and, you know, be with you when you think about that image and say, I release it with love. And then, you know, say it, then think about it again, I release it with love. And do this until when you say it, I release it with love, there's no more negativity, okay? And that will help you, but you're here to, like I said, to do great things, and you've got to let go of that, because you don't you're not to hold on to the past. Your mom is saying, please don't hold on to the past like that. It's creating doubt. It's making your choices difficult, and you should be able to go through life with ease. Okay, so she's saying, please don't hold on to that. So she's saying, you have the ability to do whatever you want to do. Take a leap of faith. We do love you. We're sorry we didn't have the ability to show you the love you deserve. You're so beautiful. She's saying, my daughter is so beautiful. She's saying, I'm sorry I regret all my poor choices. Please don't let them be yours. So this is the time that you have the ability to break those generational patterns, okay?
Right, and that's what I'm trying to do, because there was a lot
of keep releasing
rivalry.
Love.
And
yes,
the way that they handle it wasn't necessarily right.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn you over to Mary real fast so she could connect with you too. And please, Kathy, call
Thank
us
you,
back.
Thank you, DC. Thank you, DC.
Hi, Jackie. I just have to confirm what the ladies said. I kept saying stay positive. Like, I wrote stay positive in parentheses or quotation marks. So, and then I pulled a card from the postcards from Spirit for you, and it says, dearest you, over here there's no mystery for us to unravel. As we know intimately how connected we all are, how the web of creation works, and how Spirit is in every aspect of life, from the invisible to the visible. But it's impossible for humans to comprehend the complexities of how things actually work, because the most important threads in the tapestry don't make sense in the dimension you live in. That said, can you feel the importance of these currents of energy that bring events together in miraculous ways? You can't understand with your mind, but you know with your heart and soul. Trust that even though you don't know the how, the what, or the why, we do. Surrender to the mystery and have faith that the unseen world is watching you with loving eyes as Spirit weaves your life's mysterious and beautiful tapestry in glorious technicolor. Oh my gosh. Jackie, I'm like chilled from head to toe. And it ends with saying, loving you so much as always. So, that staying positive is so important, and let go and let God and let and forgive, because once you do that, I feel like Spirit has so many miracles coming their way. They've seen what you've gone through, all the good that we do, it always comes back to us.
I received the miracles as well. Because everything is beginning to make sense, and in terms of the positivity, staying positive, I really do have to work on that on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Because other people junk that I'm receiving.
Yeah, and don't listen to it. Like, I've tuned out of the television. That these are things that I do. I do the mirror work, which we always say to do, look in the mirror and say, I love you every morning. I do the I am affirmations, which is I am love, I am blessed, I am grateful. I am love, I am light, I am abundant. You know, anything that you think you want, you say, and it'll happen. And every morning, I mean, I say those I am affirmations, and they've really worked, and they've made me so positive in my life and so grateful for everything I have. So I see nothing but good things coming your way. And then one more card that I pulled from your parents was, remember me by the happy memories we created. That's what they wanted me to say to you. And then they wanted me to read the last paragraph for you. Keep my memory alive by thinking of me at our most joyful times. When something serves a pleasant memory, talk to me about this and know that I will hear you and share the sentimental moment with you. And that's what they wanted to say to you. Jackie,
you,
make sure that you give us a call back and let us know. I mean, you were our last caller today, and I had to pick you up because I was being pulled to your number. So it's stay positive and make sure you give us a call back.
Thank you.
Check back in with us, okay?
Yes, I will. I will.
Thank you for calling in, ladies. We're here for you, okay?
I know. That's why I was sitting there just listening, you know.
And, you know, it's you know, when you do that mirror work, you look in that mirror and you say, I am love. I am love. Because you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you, Jackie. Just, you know, stay in touch with us, okay?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
God bless, honey. You have a great evening.
God bless.
What a beautiful,
have a good night,
beautiful show, ladies.
Yes,
wonderful,
it was
energy.
A beautiful show. My gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're done, I guess, recording and everything. So I want to thank you, ladies, for a beautiful evening. What amazing readings, what amazing energy. And we, of course, look forward to next week when Liz joins us again.
Yes, and I'm making a list of the callers that we did not get through so that we can call next week and we can pick them up next week.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. Have a good night, ladies.
Okay, ladies,
love
you have
light
a...
And love you.
And you.
Love you both.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Take care. Good night, everyone.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.